Blog Talk Radio.
Sports fans, it's DW back from another edition of Inside the War Room. We are on our 25th episode. Believe it or not, we've been doing this for 25 episodes. Thank you. If you're a first-time listener listening on tonight, thank you for joining us for another edition. Or if you're a regular listener, thank you for your listenership over the last few weeks. It's been a pleasure bringing you the freshest content with the budding stars in the college ranks going forward to the NFL. Tonight, we've got a superstar prospect on tonight, Vince Maley of Washington State. He's 6'2", 224. He ran a 4.67 at the Indianapolis Scouting Combine. He also jumped 35 and a half inches, as well as he's a second-team Pac-12, or he's a first-team Pac-12 player and a third-team All-American. He's quite a talented individual. He's got some basketball in his blood. He was a basketball player at the high school level. He did a little bit of that in college. Then he transferred. We'll get that story in just a bit. What I see on tape with him, he's a really strong wide receiver with great hands, and he's very productive. He's going to use his hands very well to make plays upfield. I will compare him to a certain Saints player a little bit later on in the show. So I look forward to doing our shadow comparison segment. So Vince will be joining us here very shortly. And if you've missed this interview in its entirety at all, NFLDraftRoom.com/interviews. Check out all 24 other episodes that I've done in their entirety. Plus tonight's episode will be archived. Next week we will be starting off with Chris Bonner, Colorado State Pueblo standout. He will be joining us talking about his championship and talk about his journey going forward to the NFL, a guy that's really on the rise. So we've got a whole bunch of big guests playing in the next few weeks. Mickey probably will be posting a little bit of a teaser here in the next few days about who we will be having on the show on the Twitter account, NFL Draft or NFL Draft W Room. That's how you can find NFL Draft War Room on Twitter. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on for this evening, Mr. Vince Maley. Vince, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
It's going wonderful. I've had a really busy week, and, you know, I'm getting through the grind in the weekends here. I've been looking forward to our show all day, and I've been prepping for it. I've been watching some tape on you, and I've been trying to get a little bit of better understanding. I've seen you since the Senior Bowl, and I forgot to mention that in your bio. I'll go back and put that after the show. I know you were down in Mobile, so I told our listeners about your height and weight. You were at the Indianapolis Scouting Combine, some of your accolades, and I was going to let you talk about some of your other stuff. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Not a problem at all. Let's jump straight into it. Tell me about your transition from high school to college. I know you had basketball in your blood before you actually made the football jump. Tell me about that process and then your decision to transfer to Sierra College.
Well, I started off playing basketball in college. It was just something I was used to playing, something I played my whole life. I wasn't really too dedicated into playing football at first. And then you know, having talks with people, football would have been a better fit for me, just so I decided to go to Sierra College and play football. And it just, ever since I started playing football, I just started taking it serious and trying to get better each and every day.
How did the Sierra staff
The transition wasn't much of a difference for me. It was just getting used to getting hit every play instead of running up and down the court.
You know, I think basketball is something that's becoming more apparent for NFL scouts, that they're looking at guys with basketball backgrounds, especially when you come a little more athletic than most. You know, you jump 35 in Indy, and that definitely shows. Tell me what the going to Sierra College, how did the staff develop you into your football mold? It took you probably a few years to get used to things, but I guess you plugged right away. And then you made the decision to make the jump to Washington State. But tell me about your time at Sierra College.
My time at Sierra, I was just being an athlete. The coaching staff just put me out there, and I just made plays. I didn't really mold into a wide receiver until I got to Washington State.
Yeah, I think it's important that you bring guys along with your journey, guys that, you know, help you in the locker room. There's a guy that came from Sierra College from a few years ago named Courtney Gardner. Did you ever interact with Courtney, and how did he help you going forward to your journey to Washington State?
I just watched him, how physical he was. That's what I took from his game, just seeing how physical he could be with the DBs. And since I wasn't, he's a freak. He's freak in nature. He's very fast. So I would watch him, how he would get open with his speed. And since I didn't have the speed that he had, I used to get open with more deceptiveness, in which I learned how to set that up. You know, people would see him and just see all speed and power, and I would just kind of I'd use my routes more and get open.
I remember Courtney coming out, and he was very explosive, as you said. He was a freak, and I know the Miami Dolphins gave him a chance. Now he's in CFL training camp. Actually, I talked to him a few days ago just to check on him and see what was going on with him. So you made the jump to Washington State. I'm sure it was a pretty big transition. How did the head coach, Mike Leach, bring you into the passing attack? Someone that, you know, Connor Holiday, which we'll touch on him in a few minutes. Tell me about how Mike welcomed you to Washington State.
Well, Coach Leach welcomed me to Washington State by just telling me that we were going to throw the ball and I was going to make catches. You know, that was his number one promise. And I just had to hold up in my end of the deal, which was get better each and every day, which my position coach helped me with a lot. With watching film, giving me drills to work on, just so I can get on the field and make these plays.
Now, Connor Holiday's a guy that really targeted you a lot over the last 2 years. What's the chemistry like between you and Connor? I know he's getting some NFL looks, just like yourself. Connor's getting looks by the Miami Dolphins and a few other teams out there. What's your chemistry like with Connor?
Me and Connor are really close on and off the field. There was times he would make throws and he was just throwing it and I would catch it, and there was times where he would make a throw and I'm like, what are you doing? And I would just bail him out and just go catch it. Like, I don't know, we had so much trust in each other that it off the field that it helped us on the field.
Well, coming from a passing attack, such as that, Holiday set a whole bunch of records. I know he was targeting you a lot in the last few seasons. You showed up this year bringing in 106 catches. You know, you had almost 1,500 yards catching. What made you stand out this year? What clicked to put you in third All-American team? You know, that's quite an honor. A lot of guys never hear the All-American term, but you were a third-team All-American. What made it click this year? What was special about your final season? Were you trying to make an impact to show scouts you're ready for the next level? Or is it more so that, you know, you finally understood the grind?
it was my I didn't want it to be my last year of football, so I did whatever I could to show scouts, my coaches, whatever I can do to get on the field that I'm going to do whatever it takes to play. So I just did the little things. I did all the little things well that helped me make the bigger picture come out.
I think it's so important that you do the little things well. I think coaching staff does a great job, you know, developing you as a route runner, using your hands, being physical as a blocker, especially a guy with your size. Let's talk about an alumni that you probably worked with a little bit is Marquez Wilson, who got drafted by the Bears. How did he help you develop? Did he help you develop in your route running, or was it something he said, you know, this is how you should use your hands better? Or how did Wilson develop you, or has he given you an advice for the grind going forward, something with the combine or something with your pro day? How has he helped you or given you advice going forward into the NFL?
Well, Marquise wasn't there when I got there, but we also, me and Marquise do have the same agent. So we just, you know, I really just watched this film. And what helped me succeed was just looking at the records that he had, and it made me I wanted to break them. So that's really what motivated me, and that's how he helped me, just watching his film and seeing his name in the record book.
Yeah, it's always important to, you know, strive for the stars, you know, strive for the top no matter what you do. And it sounds like you have a great mindset that you want to do. You want to reach the top. You want to do everything in your power to be the best you can be. And, you know, a lot of analysts say that you have immense upside, that you're still developing, but you can be a very good receiver. I'm going to move into our shadow comparison segment, and I'm going to ask you who you compare your game around and why, and then I'm going to give my take after watching film on you. I've been watching you most of the year, actually. You've been on my board since probably August, so I have a guy that you've reminded me of since day one, and it stuck with that. Nothing's changed. So tell our listeners who you mold your game around or who you like your game around.
There was two guys that I like to watch. One was Demaryius Thomas. He's a physical guy with a great burst. And another one was Anquan Boldin, because he's also not the fastest guy, but he gets open with his routes, and he's a bigger guy. So those are just two people that I watch.
I think you definitely have the extension for Demaryius. And, you know, route running is so important. I tell guys, you know, a 40-yard dash time, I know that I'm sure you wanted to go in Indy and run something quicker than you did. But, you know, I'm not going to say anything on that. I think speed is overrated completely, and it's how you get open. And it shows on film, you use your strong hands to get open. So there's a guy you remind me of a lot, and he was drafted in the 7th round by the New Orleans Saints. You probably know exactly who I'm talking about now.
You see, I'm still kind of new to watching football, so I wouldn't know.
Let's go with Marcus Colston. He's a Hofstra standout, came from a small school. He's about 6'3", 230, and he has strong hands. He's never been known as a burner. He's a great athlete. I think you jumped 37, and you jumped 35.5. And, you know, you're about the same size. I think he's a little bit taller, but your demeanor and the way you play the game is very much like Marcus Colston. So if you ever want to go back and watch some film on Colston, he's getting up in age now. I'm sure you'll come across Colston one day. Maybe he can give you some pointers, or who knows, you might get drafted by the New Orleans Saints and, you know, you can work directly with Colston. I'm sure you can see some similarities in your game with him.
Yeah, after knowing who you're talking about, yeah, I can agree to that.
Yeah, Marcus Colston's well-respected by the Saints community. Obviously, he's gone down as one of the best sleeper picks of all time, being drafted in the 7th round by the Saints from Hofstra. Hofstra is a pretty good small school to go to. I'm going to ask you about your week at the Senior Bowl. Tell me about the Reese's Senior Bowl and how the coaching staff developed you there at all, or your interaction with the players. Was there anyone that you were tight with, per se, any player that, you know, you I guess, hung out with, or was it just, you know, everyone for themselves? Tell me about your week in Mobile.
Well, my week in Mobile was great. I learned how to get an NFL play styles in, changing sides of the field, getting the play call. You know, I roomed with Ty Montgomery, which helped me a lot because it was similar to what he ran at Stanford. So that was somebody who I stuck close to at the Senior Bowl because if I had any questions, I knew I could go to him. And the coaches, they just were helping me with, you know, listening to the play calls so you can pick out where your assignment is. And that's what's big with what they helped me with.
Was there any analyst that approached you that week? Mike Mayock was talking about you during the actual game. He was very impressed with how strong your hands were and how naturally you kept caught the ball. Was that something you were really trying to improve on throughout your process, naturally catch the ball instead of, you know, bring it in with your body?
Well, I mean, I've always tried to catch the ball with my hands. Sometimes it's just lack of, I like to turn up field before I catch, so it's just a lack of focus. I just so used to just catching and going, trying to get up field so fast that I just forget to do step A before I do step B.
I think it's so important that you use natural hands, and you know, with a wide receiver, anybody that's, you know, getting targeted with the ball, and that stands out in film with you. You really use your hands well. And, you know, you've got great upside. You know, the analysts are right on that. I see it too. You know, I think next year you could possibly be starting for a team, or at the end of this year, I think you'll be a very good contributor on the team starting off. You know, if you do get the start, I can see you, you know, very well doing great your first season. After the Senior Bowl, you had a few weeks of downtime, and then it was the grind to Indy. Tell me about your week in Indianapolis. You have news reporters and everyone else in your face. You know, you have about four or five scouts come up to you probably every 2 hours or 3 hours. Tell me about your week in Indy and your experience down there.
It was a good week. It was a good experience. Meeting with the scouts, it was similar to the Senior Bowl. So I was ready and prepared for it. You know, there's really not much negative I can say about the week. I really enjoyed it. It was kind of rough going through some drills. I broke my thumb, so it was hard. You know, doing some things, I had to switch up how I run, because I normally go right hand down. So it was hard. It was just adjusting. I had to adjust on the fly. So.
I still think you had a pretty good week. Did you actually room with Ty Montgomery again, or did you room with someone else?
I roomed with a fullback from Alabama.
Okay. Different transition. I know you see yourself as a wide receiver going forward. Has there been any team to have you interest as kind of like a hybrid wide receiver tight end type?
No, that's not been said at all.
Okay, because I never saw you as a hybrid type, but, you know, a few analysts at the beginning of the season, you know, in August and September said, you know, you had a really big build and you might excel as a hybrid. Honestly, I never saw it. I've always seen you, like I said, as Marcus Colston, you're just a big body receiver with great hands and athletic ability. But, you know, I just wanted to ask to make sure there wasn't, you know, any scouts asking you about maybe a possible hybrid role. Next segment we're going to move into is called the Three Wish segment. I'm a genie, and you found a bottle. You have three wishes to wish for anything in the world you want. The only thing is you cannot instantly wish yourself to an NFL team, CFL, AFL, or any team whatsoever. But other than that, you can wish for anything in the world you want. So you have three wishes to that I can grant.
I would say my family to have eternal health. I would like to help the third world countries, wish for a little bit I wish they would have more. I would wish for more support for them. You know, I'd also, I'm not really sure. I kind of have everything that I would like to have. I'm not really picky. I would tuck the third wish.
No, I think it's great that, you know, you're trying to get great family support, and I think it's really humble that, you know, you bring family into it. And some guy, I know that you're going to give back to your family, and I think that's so important. You know, sometimes I think, personally, guys overlook, you know, the true focus of saying, you know, I want to be a superstar, I want to be this and that, but I don't see that from you. I think you're really focused, you're driven, you want to help your family, and more importantly, you want to make yourself better, you know, no matter what the cause, you want to do great, and you strive to be the best athlete you can be. And, you know, just collecting from, you know, the 20 minutes we've been together, that you're humble, but you're hungry. And something I always say to the guys I mentor is stay humble and keep grinding. And I can see that mentality from you. And, you know, I've only been interacting with you for 20 minutes. Last segment of the show before we wrap this up and put a bow on it, sell yourself to a general manager. I know you've actually got to sell yourself to a lot of scouts and probably a few general managers already. But tell our listeners what you would say if you had a general manager in front of you, and how would you sell yourself on what kind of player you are and what you bring to their franchise?
Just a quiet guy who's ready to work, you know, willing to do anything. I play special teams, I play wide receiver. You know, never going to bring problems to your team. That's really what it comes down to, just somebody who's ready to get ready to work.
Outstanding answer. I really just like what you said there. I think, you know, you want to do anything that it's asked of you. You're not going to complain if you know you're working on special teams. You know, sometimes you got to work through up special teams, and you have so much positivity with your outlook. You know, a general manager is going to really like that. Like I said, I know you've been there interacting with scouts and general managers already. You know, some of the guys I have on the show don't get that exposure, but, you know, I think it's so important that you're staying humble with everything. You know, not everything's guaranteed, and, you know, you're going to put in the work no matter what. You know, you worked at Indy with a broken thumb. Some guys are like, well, I've got a broken thumb, I can't work out, I'm sorry, guys. But you're like, no, I'm going to keep working hard, you know. I'm going to have to come over adversity to become great. That's something that I've seen. So, you know, I'm praising you for your work ethic and, you know, your mentality to really go forward with this process.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, last thing before we wrap this up, I'm going to let you give a shout-out to anyone you want, your trainer, your coaches, your family, anyone in the world you want to give a shout-out to. You've got the floor for anyone you want to give a shout-out to right now.
I give a shout-out to my position coach, Dennis Emmett, who's now at Oklahoma. He helped me a lot through this 2 years at Washington State. He was a really great coach and helped develop me as more of a man and also a football player.
Sports fans, draft fans, Vince Maley, Washington State wide receiver, big superstar. Him and Connor Holiday tore it up last year. If you want to check him out on Twitter, let's see, @Vince_Maley. Check him out going forward to his journey going into the NFL. I'm sure some team's going to be blessed to have a guy as humble as Vince. He's a third-team All-American. He's a first-team Pac-12 player. Really great guy, and he's quite productive. He reminds me of Marcus Colston. So with that being said, thank you, Vince, for coming on tonight. I really wish you the best going forward in your career.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Let's talk soon. Draft fans, that was Vince Maley once again, 6'2", 224. He had a great week in Indy, came over adversity with a broken thumb down there. A really humble kid. It's something I really like about him. You know, he's working hard. He doesn't have to say much. He's going to put in the time no matter what. I really like what he brings to a program. He's going to work hard for you no matter what. I think that he's going to do really great things in the NFL. I think he's going to really shine when he's going to be given the chance. So, once again, thanks, Vince, for coming on tonight. Washington State standout. We had a great chat about everything from his week to the Senior Bowl to his week in Indy to his background at Sierra College to Washington State. So with that being said, I'm your host, DW. If you missed this interview in its entirety at all, NFLDraftWarRoom.com with the 25th episode of Inside the War Room. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and I will be back Monday with another edition, our 26th edition, with Mr. Chris Bonner of Colorado State Pueblo. Once again, thanks, Vince, for coming on tonight. Hope everyone has a great evening. I will see you Monday. Take care, everyone.